A new study from Yale University shows that where people live may affect their well-being. WSHU's Cassandra Basler reports that how people view their health and quality of life is associated with 12 characteristics about their county.
Past studies have shown that things like high levels of education and higher income make for better quality of life, and that varies by place. Brita Roy is assistant professor of medicine at Yale. She authored a new study that compares counties.
We looked at individual people's well-being, but mapped based on where they live over 70 different county characteristics and tried to tease out among all those different characteristics which were associated with higher well-being of residents that live in that county.
Roy and her colleagues analyzed survey responses from 300,000 people across the United States to see what it is about where people live that correlates with how healthy, happy, and optimistic they feel. Roy says some factors surprised her, including that areas with larger African American populations report higher well-being.
It suggests that greater diversity improves well-being.
Places that had lower rates of divorce and child poverty reported a higher sense of well-being. Higher rates of people who bike to work did too. Roy says these things are all related.
The public transit folks can't do it alone, and the schools can't do it by themselves. Instead, we really need all these different groups to work together in order to improve well-being of everyone in that county.
Roy's study can't answer a chicken and the egg question. Does having these characteristics improve well-being, or is it that places with higher rates of well-being just happen to have these characteristics in common? Roy says it's worth testing. Cassandra Basler, WSHU News.